Well, good morning. We are super excited today. Today, I welcome you to hear Dr. Gina's radio chat. Oh, my goodness. What a show that we have for you today. I am super excited and super pumped up. I'm telling you right now, I am in awe at what God is doing, y'all. I'm telling you, he is doing big things. And it has been a wonderful week for me, Dr. Gina. So just to catch you up on a few things, I'm on this radio tour, right? And it's just been so amazing. And God has been opening doors truly that no man can shut. And it's just been truly an honor and a blessing to be walking in his will. I'm telling you, walking in his will and his divine purpose is such a freedom in that. And I'm just so honored and so blessed to be able to touch the lives of so many people through his word and through the ministry that he's imparted into me. And it's just been amazing that I even made it to this point to be able to share my testimony to help set the captives free. So it is truly a blessing, and I am just so thankful to just have you join me today. Today, we have so many surprises going on, and that's another thing I'm super excited about sharing with you, that we will be having Kim on here, national recording artist Kim, straight out of Detroit. He will be on in a little bit, and then we have Susan and Rico Curry. They'll be talking about their delicious stuffed strawberries. I want them to share with the listeners just their strawberries and how you can get them and where to get them. And I'm telling you, that's such a treat. I love those strawberries. And then we have Elizabeth Brooks. She's going to be sharing with us some technique tips and some nutrition tips. She's going to be sharing with us some fitness tips. And I'm excited about having her on because that's my workout buddy at the gym at Sport and Health and Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. So that is such a blessing that she's going to be joining us. And you know I can't leave out my main man, H. Trained celebrity comedian straight out of Jacksonville, Florida. He's going to be joining me and he's going to give us some highlights on the event that he's got going on in Jacksonville coming up. I can't wait till he shares with you about that. I'm telling you, he's selling out seats already at the Florida Theater, and I'm excited about him coming on to tell you about that event as well. He's going to be talking about trending topics and just some funny stuff and just kicking it with us a little bit. So we got a full show. I'm telling you, we are getting ready to go. We're getting ready to get it started and getting it on. Right now, I'm actually in Columbia, South Carolina doing the show. I've been on the road. Like I said, my first stop was Jacksonville, Florida. And so I'm really excited about that. That was so powerful. God truly worked out miracles. I'm telling you, doors was opening left and right. Things that I didn't even expect to happen. We ended up going to Tampa, Florida, and that is where we had like about five different radio stations at one time that came to interview me, and that was incredible. So I'm just excited about the fruit that's been the seeds has been sown and the fruit that is that's bearing right now, even with people's lives transitioning even now, just again from sharing my testimony and talking about born into sin, transformed into destiny. So I'm really excited about hearing the testimonies of people that have read the book, you know, more in this season right now. I know people have gotten the book before and they've told me that how it blessed them and things like that and encouraged them, but I'm looking for the fruit of what this is generated so far with just going out here. And so now I'm in Columbia, South Carolina, and actually that is going on pretty well. We did a radio show yesterday. The man Don on WGCV almost made me cry a couple of times. I was almost too through. Yeah, so if you didn't get to listen to it, and when I post you know where I'm gonna be at, you can actually go on there on their website and actually tune in from your cell phones. So you know, I'm really excited about that. But anyway, I don't want to hold up any longer because I got a special guest, like I said, straight out of Detroit. I love him. You love him. Kim is with us right now. Kim, are you there?
Yes, I am here. How are you doing today?
Oh, Kim, I'm so glad. I'm doing really well. I'm so excited that you have joined us on Dr. Gina's radio chat. First, I want to say welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Because I know your schedule is truly just back to back. And so for you to be able to take the time and talk to us is just really, really a blessing. I'm so thankful. And first, before I even get the show started, I got a couple of hellos because you got some serious fans out there. Do you hear me? I announced that you were coming on the show, Kim, yesterday through my social media, and people were calling me like the day, like the show was yesterday. They was hoping they was gonna catch you. I guess like you was with me yesterday. So I want to say Shay Hill from East St. Louis. She's the owner of Before and After, a salon and spa. She says a special hello to you. And Patrice Anderson, she's my stylist on some of my outfits for some of my hosting gigs. And she wants me to tell you hello as well. So now that we done got that out of the way, I thank you for allowing us to be able to tell you that.
Thank you. Tell them I said hello. Well, hopefully they're listening. So
hopefully they are listening. Myself, yes. Do you want to say anything else to them? Because they love you.
I just think, you know, I don't take anybody's love and support for granted. You know, it's nice that that I have a job that allows me to touch the lives of people, you know, and I really just appreciate their support.
Oh, God bless you. Let's start at the beginning, Kim. I won't have you on long. And like I said, I appreciate you being on. You started playing an instrument when you were 5 years old. What instrument was that?
I started trying to play piano when I was four or five years old. And, I was born in Nashville, and the first 4 or 5 years of my life was spent in Nashville. My grandfather was a Baptist minister, and he had a piano in his house, and we lived with him for a little while. And you know, I learned at an early age what my passion was. You know, I love the piano to this day. You know, and the love for the piano is what has really driven me to, well, one of the things that has driven me, the impetus of me being in the music industry.
Wow, that is, you know, when I read your bio, I'm telling you, I just could not believe how much we had in common. Although I don't sing and I don't play any instruments, but there were so many things about your life that I just so relate to. I'm an author, born in a sin, transforming a destiny, and just a lot of things have changed. I mean, from the beginning, you know, you had some issues with addiction and homelessness. I've been in the same situation. Both of those things. And I also lived in Southfield, Michigan. I think we're about the same age. I don't know because I couldn't find out, but I think we're about the same age. And I also lived at the Engineer Institute of Arts. It was redeveloped condo apartments that they made into apartments by the Cass Corridor. So I was like, wow, when I was reading your bio, I said, wow, we really do have a lot in common. I just thank God that we overcame all of those things. And so now the greatness begins. You've accomplished so many things. You're a Grammy nominee. You funded your first recording, self-release debut project, Chemistry. Tell us how you was able to fund that project by yourself.
I would tell anybody, man, your credit is your friend. You know, don't abuse your credit. Don't let your credit use you. Use your credit. And I had been holding on to an American Express credit card for a couple of years, making payments diligently. When I decided to record the Chemistry CD, I was working, I was waiting tables, I was singing, in different places in the city of Detroit. And, you know, when I made making the Chemistry album, my first bona fide album was, it was really a last ditch effort because I had tried to get a record deal. I had been trying to do that up until that point, you know, for what seemed to be all of my life. And, so Chemistry was like, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to throw in everything that I got. I'm going to put everything that I have behind this and see if this works. And if it doesn't, then, you know, perhaps I need to be I need to be doing something else. And so I financed my first album on my credit card, on the American Express credit card. They gave me a revolving line of credit for about $17,000. And I recorded my album. I had no idea, you know, what I was doing. You know, it's kind of like one of the things that I am relearning right now is that you don't have to know what the details are. You don't have to know how it's going to work out. You know, your job is to take the step. And once you take the first step, you know, the next step appears. And when you take that step, the next step appears. You know, you don't have it all. I didn't have it all figured out. I just knew that I wanted to record this album. And once I did that, it just unfolded. And I'm relearning that now. You know, once you make the move, you don't have to have all the details. You don't have to have it all figured out. You know, all you need to do is move in the direction that you believe God is telling you to move at. And align yourself with what His will is for your life, and the rest it takes care of itself. Which doesn't mean that there's not work. There's definitely work, but it takes care of it. It takes care of itself, and you know that you're in the flow because things just happen that you wouldn't have been able to plan or you couldn't have seen happening. So I know I talk a lot. Look, so
I talk a lot too, Kim. Listen, I just wanted to give you the time to be able to express that because, you know, my next question was because I know that, you know, I read that you gave a lot of, you know, CDs away and you did that. I feel like, okay, so I could relate to that because I gave a lot of books away at first too. Going through the life that we had experienced, that era, and I know you talked about, you know, the insecurities and things like that and how, you know, you kind of soothed or went to these outlets to, you know, I guess make comfort you or whatever at the time. I mean, in your adjustment from, you know, your first CD and people liking it, and then you were picked up by Motown in February 2003, I mean, was the transitioning of how you saw yourself, you know, the insecurities, how was that in transition? Because I know God had a plan for you, just like you said. You took that step, and then He opened up doors, and it was just amazing and a miracle. And I totally get that. But that inner thing, can you help the listeners understand it? How He helped you with the inward parts as your life was being transitioned from being in this place to being into this place of now you're in greatness, you're in success. How did you deal with those emotions?
You know, I've, over the years, I've developed a very strong support network of friends and family that helped me navigate my internal space. You know, success is definitely an internal job. You know, it's definitely, you know, an internal job first before it's an external thing. And it was, and the transition was difficult. It was an adjustment. You know, it's not only an adjustment for you, person who's being promoted or elevated, it's also an adjustment for everybody who's around you.
Sure is.
Because your success, either they're happy for you or they're not, or both. You know, because
right.
it makes people look at what they're doing. Well, if he can do that, then that must mean that, like, you know, that I might be able to do something too. You know, it takes the excuses away from everybody in your life. You know,
right.
You no longer have an excuse. You know, you know, and it was scary. You know, it was unsettling. You know, to have more money than, you know, than I had ever had in my life. To have some, to be getting checks. You know, that my dad, you know, had worked, you know, 30 years of his life at the same job and had not received the kind of money that I was making. You know, in this short period of time in my life. I mean,
right.
You know, I mean, it elevates everybody. You know, it puts everybody on notice.
Yes.
You know, some people will rise with you, and some people won't. You know, and it's difficult. It's not for, You know, I mean, it's difficult. I would like to say that, you know, that you have to be strong, but like, I don't have to be strong. I just have to know that greater is He that lives in me, that lives in the world.
You better go ahead and tell the listeners that I'm telling you right now, because people don't understand that it is not by might nor by power, but it is truly by His Spirit, and your steps were ordered. I'm telling you, Kim, and I just really feel in my spirit after reading your bio and even listening to you, your heart. I mean, oh my God, it's just such a beautiful soul, such a beautiful soul. And you know what? People don't understand that He always raises the humble, and the Bible says He resists the proud. And even though you had to go through this period, these, you know, and same with me, you know, you go through these different dark areas and all of that, but then you are a philanthropist, and you also, you know, gave away CDs. It wasn't about the motive for you is not about success. I mean, well, to be famous or whatever. It was the motive was is that you had a gift, and that you really felt led, and out of obedience, you know, God has been blessing you. And not only is it that it's such amazing testament because of what you've been through, you are able to now have passion for people. And you're able to be able to translate God's love, no matter how low you are, no matter where you are. He created you with purpose. And so you truly, I mean, it's, and then people say it's not a lot of people out here that care. It is people out here that care. It's just a lot of times the bells and whistles are not always on the people that truly do care. And so, but right. I just thank God, because you are loud and light and bright, shining for His glory. I'm telling you that right now. I mean, just the fact that you're still helping out and have donated to the homeless. I mean, you've just done a lot of things that people may not even know, because you just appreciate the grace that God has given you, and the love and the forgiveness and the transition that God's hand, you know, that He did for you. And I just, yeah. I'm in awe. I'm in awe at the work that He's done for you. And I'm thankful that you are willing to share and really give Him all the glory. You have three projects, right? Is it three projects?
No, well, we have, right now I'm on my, Promise to Love was my fourth studio album.
Yay!
We also have a Christmas album, with that, which is probably, you know, my Christmas album is you know, you want to add that to your rotation when the holidays.
Well, we're going to add it. We're going to add it up. We're going to say, get all five of His stuff and anything He guest singing on and anything He done produced. Y'all better go get everything. Google Him and get it all. He's a philanthropist. He cares about God's people. He loves people. He wants people to lives to be transformed and changed and healed and delivered. He sings with love. He brings families together, y'all. He got people making babies, y'all. We multiplying for kids. Come on, somebody.
God. Don't put that on me. That's
look,
on the Lord.
Look, but in order, everything is in decency and order.
Right.
It ain't nothing wrong with believers making babies. We got to get married first, right? That's what the Bible says, marriage, and then we multiply. I just love you, Kim. And so, you know, who are your favorite artists?
You know, I grew up listening to some of everybody, and I've had the pleasure of being able to work with some of the people that I've loved the most musically all of my life, like Patti LaBelle and Ron Isley, Stevie Wonder. I was a huge, or still am, you know, a huge Michael Jackson fan. In fact, when I was a teenager, I was 14, 15 years old, you couldn't have told me I wasn't Michael Jackson. You know, I was in it like that. And I'm a huge Prince fan. Michael and Prince were really, you know, really inspirational. They were really, in my formative musical years, when I was learning how to do what I do, or, you know, I was watching them and I was listening to them. And, you know, so they've really left a mark on, what I do creatively. And, but, you know, I'm a lover of music, you know, I'm a songwriter first. I, You know, I like a lot of the new music that's out there. Gordon Banks got this tune out that I really like. Who else is out there? You know, I like the Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton. Anthony just sent me a song that I'm considering for my next project. You know, so there are a lot of folks who are making a lot of great music and who have made a lot of great music that that really, I think, influence, you know, it influences what I do.
Well, I love it. Everybody loves Anthony Hamilton and everybody else that you name, and especially you. I know that you'll be performing in Florence, South Carolina at the Florence Civic Center on Friday, July the 8th at 8 p.m. with Life Jennings. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep.
I'm going to be there with you.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to be there with you hosting, doing some hosting for that. I'm so excited to see your face. I hope that you take a picture with me and all of that. So if you have not heard about the Kim with Life Jennings show in Florence Civic Center this Friday, July the 8th, tickets are on sale right now. The show is Friday at 8 p.m. and we're going to be there. Kim is going to turn it out. Kim, you so bad. bad meeting good. That you was in Detroit, Shane Park. You did two shows back to back.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Always a pleasure to perform at home. We did first show was sold out, and so we added a show on Saturday, and you know, we had a good time. You know, we had a really good time, and you know, Shane Park is a beautiful venue. It's out on the water. You got the boats behind you. We had a good time. For those of your listeners who came out to join us, you know, thank you, and I hope you all enjoyed it as much as we did.
Wow, I wish I was there. I mean, two shows, I was just like, wow, this brother here is just amazing. God's glory is all on you. And I love you because he all up in you. I love you so much. I just love him. I love to hear stories, testimonies, and I just love to see him in people. And that's just, you know, my heart and my passion is that he just gives me the vision to be able to see him through people, no matter where you at, but especially when you're in the right place, when you're walking in his will. Oh my goodness. I mean, you just shining, brother, shining of his glory. And I'm just so blessed to have you, just to connect with you and just to have read how much we have in common. And I'm just so excited to be a part of the spiritual family with you, kingdom family with you. I'm just really blessed by that. And I know all the listeners are too. Can you please leave the some just encouraging words to the listeners, and please let them know how they can follow you on social media, your website, and all of that?
You can follow me on social media at Music by Kim, at Music by Kim on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Music by Kim. I'd love to hear from you. And, you know, I guess, you know, words of encouragement, I would just say that, you know, we hear it all the time, you know, that God loves you and that he has a plan for your life. And he really does. You know, he really does. And you have been equipped, you know, to bring forth the seed of greatness that he's planted in each one of us. You know, that dream that you have in your heart, you know, owning your own salon, starting your own business, those you know, you make the best pound cake in your city, or, you know, whatever it is, or being a doctor, or being a dentist, or law school, or whatever it is, you know, that desire, you know, we think that those desires are ours, but that desire has been planted in you by the Creator.
Yes.
And so with that desire, he has also given you the ability, to bring it into fruition. So don't be scared of it. So somebody dropped this on me this past weekend. So if somebody asks you to do something that you want to do, but you feel that you can't because you're not able, or you're not equipped, or you're afraid, if somebody asks you to do something that you want to do, say yes, because you've been equipped to do it. You know, you don't have to worry about how it's going to work out. You ain't got to worry about the details. All you got to do is say yes and then take the next step, and you'll end up where God wants you to be. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, Kim, you are just such a blessing. You've blessed us truly with your ministry, with your words of encouragement, and I just appreciate you. Again, if you haven't gotten your tickets for Florence, South Carolina Civic Center this Friday, July the 8th, tickets are on sale right now. Kim with Life Jennings. Kim, you are a just gem. You are a diamond. I love you so much. Thank you again for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I can't wait to see your face.
Likewise. I'll see you Friday.
All right. See you Friday. Love you.
Love you too, man. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow. That was so good. Oh, my goodness. I could have talked to him for so long. I know that you all got an earful. You should have been encouraged. You should have been enriched. I mean, just a brother loving the Lord like that and can sing and got so much style with him. Chocolate drop. Anyway, okay. Thank you, Kim, again. So now we're going to transition. I'm sorry. I'm excited about that interview. That was just such a blessing. I want to talk about delicious strawberries with Rico and Susan Curry. Are you on?
Hi, Gina. We're here.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so I've already told everybody about your strawberries. Okay, they're stuffed strawberries, but these are no ordinary stuffed strawberries. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I know you're wondering, how do they stuff a strawberry? I'm not going to let them tell you their secret, but I'm going to let them tell you all about their business. Susan and Rico, first, I just want to tell you what we want to know. We want to know what some of your best flavors. We want to know how long you've been in the business, and we want to know how did you get started?
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, first off, I have to thank you for having us on your show. This is really a blessing, and I just thank you for this opportunity. Yes. But now, I would have to say our most popular flavors would be the turtle, which actually tastes like the candy, the turtle. We have apple pie. That tastes like apple pie, and I think you've had the apple pie before.
Oh, my God, my mouth's swollen now.
Maple pecan.
Yeah, maple pecan. That's another good one. Another good one is the banana pudding. It tastes just like banana pudding. And I could go, the list goes on and on because
Do y'all hear that, though? They need to know that. That's a lot right there, Susan. Go ahead.
We have 65 flavors. And
what?
Yes. And I know that this is a gift from God. I've always been a foodie, and I've always loved food, cook, bake, and everything. And I've been cooking in the kitchen and knowing my way around the kitchen since I was 6 years old. So I had another business before I delved into the stuff, Barry, and my heart has always been with food and entertaining and things like that. So the idea for it came about, my husband and I, Rico and I, were sitting on the sofa one evening, and I said to him, what would you think about a stuffed strawberry? And he said to me, well, what is that? And I said, well, I'm going to make them. So I originally started with just a basic cheesecake filling. And I said, well, that's going to get kind of old and plain. I said, I need to kick this up a notch. So then I thought about the different desserts that everybody loves. So I thought about the apple pie. Then I started thinking about different candies that we love, like Snickers and the turtle. And I came up with banana pudding. So that's how all of the different flavors came about. We have a banana split, and it is truly a big mouthful. It is a banana split in and on a strawberry.
I can't take it. I cannot take you right now. Okay. After y'all hear what she's saying? My Lord. I want some right now.
I'll have to make you some. You tell me what flavor, and I'll get them to you. But
I've been on this no sugar, no salt thing. I might have to take a day off from that and get me some of that.
Yes, I saw the fitness piece on your website. But go ahead and indulge. I'll tell anybody, enjoy them. Because they really are a gourmet stuffed strawberry. They're not your average chocolate-covered strawberry. And so when we started developing the different flavors, like when we did the apple pie, I had to figure a way to mimic the crust of the pie because I dissected the apple pie and took all of the elements from it and then created the strawberry. And I said, well, what can I do to mimic the crust and things like that? So I said, well, we'll use crushed cookies. So we use a variety of crushed cookies on our strawberries to coat them. And I mean, we give them a nice, generous coating of crushed cookies. And then we finish them off. It depends on what the flavor is. We'll determine what we finish it off with. So, for example, the turtle, it's got crushed vanilla cookies. It's covered in milk chocolate. Then we drizzle caramel, dip it in a generous dose of chopped pecans and cover it in more caramel and chocolate and add more pecans. So it is really, truly, it's really, truly a treat. And they are filling.
Susan, how can they purchase? They want to buy them right now. How can they go get them right now? What can they do to place an order?
Actually,
give them your social media information. Let them get them strawberries, girl. No, they want them right
offer, now. We do offer free delivery within the D.C. area. So you can go to our website, which is thestuffedberry.com. So that's T-H-E-S-T-U-F-F-E-D. Berry, BERRY.com. They can email us at info@thestuffedberry.com, or they can give us a call at our number is 240-667-7006. Here lately, I've been getting a lot of people just inboxing me on Facebook placing orders. So you can do that as well. But
any way you can get at them, you guys go and get at them.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, it is such a treat. The stuffed berry. This is Susan and Rico Curry. They are wonderful believers of God. They love the Lord. The Lord has ordered their steps, and I'm telling you, their hands are blessed. Them strawberries will bless you. Do you hear me? So you better go on and get them right now, because I know my mouth is watering. I'm mad I'm not in D.C. right now because I'm so bad. You know, I want to get all of them. But
well,
I'm
you
so
let
glad
me know
that
when you're back this way.
Okay, I definitely will. I love you too. I love seeing what God is doing. They both go to a Baptized Believers Church with me, where Pastor Isaiah Long is the pastor and Bishop Bobby Long is the founder. You all know about Bishop Bobby Long because I do his show, A Word You Can Trust, on every third Friday on Radio 1 WYCB 1340 AM. But I'm telling you, they are the blessing. I love you too. I love looking at what God is doing in your life. You are just glowing and blossoming. God's favor is on you, so just bless you, and may your business keep on succeeding even beyond even the limits that you could ever dream.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Gina.
Well, I love you, and all of the people that you got listening. I thank you for sharing them with us on Dr. Gina's radio chat today. God bless you too, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Love you back.
All right.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
All right. And speaking of Pastor Isaiah Long, he's bringing us a word, a kingdom keyword. Woo, the brother be bringing us some words of wisdom and so much. I can't wait to share this one with you. We're talking about path to purpose. Thank you, Pastor Isaiah, for sharing this word with us in advance.
Greetings. This is Pastor Isaiah with your kingdom key. I was thinking of the idea of finding your path to your purpose. As I thought of this idea, I reflected upon my childhood, and more specifically, summers that I spent as a youth. Whether playing alone or with family and friends, summers were full of potential adventure. Even if just exploring the neighborhood, whether we were going to the local Wendy's or the basketball court or to the pool, there was always something to do. And most of these local summer excursions only required a short journey through the neighborhood and a quick trip through the woods. You see, at the end of our neighborhood, there were some woods, and most of us did not want to take the time of walking around the woods, so often we opted to go through. Now, the woods can be intimidating, but what gave us confidence as children was finding the path. Regardless of how thick the bushes or how tall the trees, we knew that in the woods were many paths, and reaching our desired destination only depended upon getting on the right path. As it was for us as children, so it is now. reaching your desired destination and finding a life of purpose is only dependent upon getting on the right path. So my question for you is, what path are you on? Are you on a path that's leading to your purpose? You see, life can be very intimidating, just like those woods. But what gives us our confidence is knowing that we are on the right path. This is Pastor Isaiah with your Kingdom Key.
I love this word. I just love it. It just truly blessed me when I heard it. I just thought, wow, you know, the paths that we take, you know, you just got to make sure that you're just on the right path, going somewhere. You know, God has so much for us to do. He's got so many things inside of us that we don't have a clue how much is really inside of us. I had no idea that I would be here at this time. I could not see it. I did not know that it was even in me. I didn't know that it existed. I had no idea whatsoever, but God, He shows Himself so mightily all day, every day. And you've heard it from Kim, you've heard it from Rico and Susan Curry, you've heard it from Pastor Isaiah. It is a path for you that God has already ordained. And I'm telling you, it could be challenging, but isn't it exciting when you come out of something? I mean, they had a plan to go through, and they chose to go through. They found a path. They discovered new ways. The discovery is so exciting. And I know it could be intimidating. You know, you see the tall trees and it might look dark and it's unknown sometimes, but God, He's so faithful. If we could just trust Him always, we just got to learn to trust our Father. He loves us so much. All right. Well, thank you again, Pastor Isaiah Long. You know, I love you and Baptized Believers Church. I miss y'all. I've been on the road. I miss y'all. But anyway, we're going to move on. I have fitness. You know, I'm all about mind, body, and soul. And you all know I'm all into fitness. You know, I'm not on no salt and sugar situation, but I got to get that craving that they done put that craving in my head now, my spirit. I'm going to get a couple of strawberries when I get back. But I'm so excited to have one of my gym friends, Elizabeth Brooks, on. She's actually a personal trainer at the gym that I attend. And so I'm very excited to have her here. She's going to be sharing with us some things. Elizabeth, I'm so glad you can join us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Tina. It's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, I know. I haven't seen you in a couple of almost a week. But girl, you know, I've been running and working out. Every gym, every hotel I've been in, I've been at the gym. What's going
all right,
on, Elizabeth?
That's all I want to hear.
What you need the listeners to know?
Listen, I'm so glad you asked me to talk on the show for a few minutes about fitness. You know, I love exercise. Exercise I do, you know, 24 hours a day almost, it feels like. But, you know, one of my philosophies is that fitness begins with correct thinking. And I think a lot of times some of the challenges we have with our fitness program have to do with the way we think about fitness. And one of the things I was thinking about as we talked earlier about, you know, kind of what you wanted me to talk about is that, you know, a lot of times our goals, the goals that we have, sometimes they may not be realistic based on the amount of effort that we want to put in. And one of the things I would love to leave with your listeners is that your fitness program, your overall health and wellness and fitness program should not just be dependent on, oh, I'm going to lose weight based on the exercises that I do. I want to remind people that exercise is actually not about losing weight. That exercise is not about losing weight. Exercise is about making your body stronger, making your muscles stronger, improving bone density, increasing cardiovascular endurance. These are all the things that exercise, fitness does. But without the, you know, balanced nutrition, without the sleep, drinking enough water, you know, your fitness program is not going to garner the kind of results that you're looking for out of your body. You can't just exercise and eat what you want. You can't just exercise and, you know, get 3 and 4 hours of sleep a night. So, you know, when we talk about fitness is not just about what we're doing in an exercise class or when we take a jog. Fitness is about, you know, the total person that we are. You know, it's a holistic approach to life. And in order to have that, we really need balance in our exercise, in, you know, our sleep regimen, in the amount of water we drink, you know, in everything that we do. And to let, you know, our exercise program just be a portion, a small part of, you know, our total wellness program.
Okay.
And yeah, so that those are things that I really would like to encourage people to do. And then if, you know, if you're thinking about your fitness program, you know, in, as a whole, you should have, you know, in terms of your exercise, it shouldn't just be jogging. You know, you need to also do resistance exercises. There should be some balance, coordination, and flexibility involved in there as well. So, you know, just thinking about our exercise program as a balanced approach, you know, to our overall health, you know, and that fitness is just a small component of that. And even within fitness, you know, we need to make sure, you know, we're getting everything that we need to get in there.
I love it, Elizabeth. You know, I love how you break it down. We have so many good conversations, you and I, and you're very knowledgeable and very, I love how you can explain it in detail. I am so in agreement, of course, and I'm a living testament about working out, how it brings forth your strength and your curves. You know, you can see your muscles building and things like that. And not necessarily that you're going to look like a man, but I mean, it's, I like a little curve. I like some curves that when my arm, you know what I mean? When my arm move a certain way, it's like, bam, you know, my leg
right,
go a certain
right.
way. You know, I don't need to have a heel on for my calves to stick out, you know? So I think,
well, you
I
know,
think,
we have a choice, right? You can,
right.
You can look soft
yes,
and flabby, or you can be firm and trim.
Exact. I'd rather be thick and curvy and muscle. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather just have my shape building. And I've seen an increase of my body transition as I got more into strength training and things like that. And
yes.
I do add the cardio in. And I don't want to lose weight. I've noticed that even though my muscles are developing and I'm curvaceous in my body areas now, I mean, I haven't lost weight, but I'm small, you know what I mean? So like
right.
she said, it's not about losing weight. It's really just to develop your form. It's just to,
right.
you know, because when you get older, stuff starts dropping. I'm sorry. You know, you had a butt, but it's deflating. Okay. And you had nice firm arms, but now they jiggling. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So you
That's
put those
right.
muscles, when you put those muscles in there, you can age gracefully. Come on.
That's
and you can
right.
add them curves
right.
and be looking like you 20 something. And your physique. So yeah, definitely the diet. I, you know, you gotta eat healthy. I was eating a lot of white rice and, you know,
mm-hmm.
eating a lot of starches with sodium and preservatives in there. So the diet and nutrition is definitely, you know, you gotta watch that. Your sugar intake, we talked about that, Elizabeth. I just thank you so much
right.
for sharing your words of wisdom. And she's gonna be joining in with us once a month for a little bit. And I'm just really glad to have you a part of the Dr. Gina's radio chat team, because it's all about mind, body, and soul.
All right. I'm so happy to be a part of it. And I just pray that people will, you know, think about, you know, their overall health and wellness as something that they, a little something they work on every day, not just something they do, you know, to get into
to
a wedding gown,
weight
or
and
you know.
To get in
right.
into for the summer and then go
right.
back in the fall and eat up all them pies and
exactly.
cookies and stuff. And then try to rush and lose weight, you know, becoming a
yeah,
slight
it work,
undercover
it
anorexic.
Last.
Come on, I'm going to tell it. People be
That's
trying to
right.
do those crash diets and stuff just for 3 months and then go back to, you know, eating anything and everything. We got to be careful.
Right.
right?
They don't work. It doesn't work for the long term and you end up, you know, suffering in any way.
Exactly. Well, much love to you. You know I miss you too. Can't wait to see you. I think I'll be able
to
take
you.
I think I'll be able to take your class. You're at tell everybody where they are, where you are and how they can reach you.
We're at Sport and I'm at Sport and Health. It's at 315 D Street, Southeast in Washington, DC. If anyone has a question or something they want to let me know or they have something they want to find out about, you should email me at dbrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. That's all one word, thinkingcorrectly.com.
Well, all right. You heard it from my sister, Elizabeth Brooks. Much love to you. And I'll be in your class next Tuesday and Wednesday before I have to hit the road again. All right.
That's
love you, sis.
You know that I have something special planned for you, so I'll see you soon.
Woo! I love it. I love it. So you got the love fitness, don't you?
Yes,
I didn't say, oh, boy. I said, yay. That's a treat. All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. She's amazing. I got some amazing fitness friends. I'm telling you, I got Al in Detroit. I got Elizabeth and Devin, and I got all these fitness friends, y'all. I'm telling you. Anyway, we're going to move right on along. I'm hoping that you're enjoying the show. Thanks, and we'll be right back after this message.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Well, all right, A-Train, my main man from Jacksonville, Florida. My comedian pal, what's going on?
What's going on, sis? How's it going?
Man, I'm in my season. That's what it was going on. And I'm riding, honey. I'm riding and riding.
Listen, you all have been full steam today. Kim giving all of these nuggets, man, dropping that word, dropping knowledge and wisdom. That was crazy, man. And then your girl with all these strawberries and these different flavors. I was waiting to see if she was going to say they had bologna. Because I love bologna. That's what I was raised up on.
She was every flavor.
Right. She said they wanted to tap into all the flavors that people love and things. I was like, okay, keep on listing these 65 flavors because surely bologna is in there.
It's a lot of bologna lovers out there.
You know how we used to do it in the hood? We put that bologna on that frying pan on the stove because, you know, your mama, we were latchkey kids. We couldn't do, you know, wasn't nobody home with us. We had to watch ourselves. The rule was not to let anybody in, you know? We were latchkey kids, man. So I have fried a lot of bologna, many a days. You know what I'm saying? You put that bologna on that skillet, you know, not the one that got the fish grease in it because, you know, that's always on the stove. But the other skillet, you put that bologna in there, and when that bologna get the hump in its back, that means it's ready. You got to flip it over.
You know what? You are not kidding. I mean, that's the sign. As a kid, we used to wait for that thing to bubble up. And it had the little burnt crease around the ring of
yes,
it.
In ma'am. The, in the yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And you don't... Yes. And you don't just peel the red ribbon off bologna and throw it away. No, no, no. When you peel it off, you got to put it between your teeth to get that extra bologna that's stuck to the...
Oh, stop! That's a boy thing, y'all. I know that's a boy thing. I ain't do that. That's a boy thing.
Listen, we didn't waste no food in our household. No, ma'am. We couldn't. We was too poor, man. You better not waste. Don't throw nothing away. Nothing. Nothing.
I can't stand wasting food. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't like that at all.
These kids today, they'll tell you in a minute what they eat, what they don't eat, what they're allergic to and all that. I didn't even know people had allergies until I became an adult. I was like, man, please. We ate anything coming up, you know.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you the truth. Peanut butter and jelly. We ain't even know people was allergic to no peanut butter. You allergic to peanuts. When did that happen?
Right. Because, you know,
what did the peanut do?
Right. Truth be told, that peanut butter came in a white can with some oil on top of it. We was growing up, man. My mama was struggling, brother. We grew up in the hood. Everybody was on welfare. If you didn't have food stamps, we thought something was wrong with you.
Don't forget that cheese that everybody was selling, honey. I'm talking about if you wasn't on welfare, you had a bulk of that cheese in your refrigerator.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know, I don't care how thin you start off trying to slice that cheese. By the end of that block, it's going to look like a shoe wedge. It just gets thicker the more you cut it. I tell you what, that's the best grilled cheese sandwich ever right there.
That was bomb. That was some good cheese. But H-Pain, tell us, you know, you got some stuff going on, man. What's going on in Jacksonville? What's the buzz all about?
I do. On July 23rd, I have the biggest clean comedy show to hit Jacksonville for the summer. It's taking place at the Florida Theater. I will be featuring, Danny Johnson will be hosting, and Michael Jr. from the hit movie War Room, Michael Jr. will be headlining. So we're excited. Tickets are going fast. People can get their tickets now at the Florida Theater box office, or you can just go to my Twitter, which is A-Train Live, and I have the link in my bio where you can purchase your tickets, or you can hit me up on my Facebook or my Instagram. My Instagram is on the Do It Again to See What Happens, and I got the link inside of my bio. But tickets are on sale now with Ticketmaster, July 23rd. There you get tickets all over, but make sure you go to the right link. July 23rd at the Florida Theater, me and Michael Jr. are bringing the biggest clean comedy show for the summer to hit Jacksonville, Florida. So I'm really excited about that. The buzz is out there. The city is showing me love. As a matter of fact, I have a meeting today with the theater. We're just really excited at the momentum. So that's what we're pushing right now. July 23rd, Michael Jr. from the hit movie, Christian movie, War Room. He's been on Oprah. He's been on Jimmy Kimmel. He's been on the Late Late Show. He's been on the Tonight Show. He's done Comedy Central. He's done it all. He's done BET. And so he's coming through, and we're going to hit the stage together. And I'm really excited because this is my show. I'm producing this. This is not like something that somebody, you know, put me on the ticket. No, I'm producing this this show, and I'm bringing it to my city. And I wanted to do it with the one of the funniest cats in the country, and the fact that he's doing clean comedy, just like I'm a clean comic, and we're going to get together, and we're going to provide Jacksonville, Florida with the biggest clean comedy show of the summer, and that's taking place on July 23rd at the Florida Theater. You can get tickets at bit.ly/bringingthefunny. bit.ly/bringingthefunny.
Hey, clean comedy is fun comedy. I'm going to tell you, clean is funny. Clean is funny. You hear A-Train on here every show, and he's hilarious. He makes me laugh in stitches. I'm so excited for how God has elevated you. You got something else now to add to your credits. Man, you and my sister are doing things big, honey. I love what God is doing, because let me tell y'all something. When God's hand is on it, it is humongous. Y'all can go ahead and keep staying in the minimum, but I'm telling you, that ain't God's will. God's got something big for you to do. He don't do small potatoes. We serve a big God, and he keeps on adding on. The more steps you take, don't he opened up one door, and it's, you take those steps, he opened up more. He just adds so much on, and you be looking like, wow, I know it could be nobody but God, because I know it's bigger than me. This whole thing with you now is big. It is bigger than you. This, what I'm doing now, is bigger than me. It's big. I mean, God is huge. And I just thank God for you, and thank God for the love of the Lord that you have. Like I said all to everybody, you know, this platform is to give God the glory. I don't care, like I said, where you at. If you have some kind of relationship with the Father, if you've given your life to Christ, listen, this is a platform that we want to glorify him and let the world know that God is a takeover right now, y'all. I'm telling you, the world is getting noticed, that it is a takeover, kingdom building on this earth. It's a takeover, and I just give God all the glory, and you welcome to come along, because he got something good for you too. All right, so listen, tell everybody where they can reach before we close out, A-Train.
Absolutely. You can get at me on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm on Periscope at A-Train Live. I'm on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens, spelled all the way out. That's right. Do It Again and See What Happens. Act like you didn't hear this announcement about this show and you live in the Jacksonville area, you don't purchase your ticket. Do it again and see what happens. See if I don't.
Yeah, Brunswick. Brunswick, Orlando, Tampa. Y'all better go on and get to the show.
Yes.
All right. Well,
Saint
we thank you.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, babe.
No, I was saying St. Augustine. Yes, all these surrounding cities. But also on Facebook, you can find me at A-Train Live, The Experience. I love for you to rock with me. So get at me.
Go on and rock with him. That's A-Train, my man. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. I want to say a special thank you to Kim. I want to thank Rico and Susan Curry. I want to thank Elizabeth Brooks. I want to thank my pastor, Pastor Isaiah Long, and the Baptized Believers family. I want to say a shout out to Tramiel Ennis, also to Bishop Bobby Long. And you can listen to him every Friday on WYCB Spirit 1340 AM. And that is Radio 1, baby. A word you can trust with Bishop Bobby Long. And I want to thank my main man, A-Train. Go get them tickets today. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Listen, you got to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.